Okay, so we launch now into four parshiot of the next five, which all talk about the Mishkan. Truma deals primarily with the building of the Kelim and the Mishkan itself, and the fundraiser, Tetzaveh, with the close of the Kohanim. Kitisa has a lot of other things going on in there, the Egel, etc. And then Vayaka Pekudei is the actual implementation of the instructions that you have in Truma Tetzaveh. So we should probably make an introductory point as we start these. I'm sure we said it last year, but that is the danger of having four parsha that talk about the same topic every year. You do sometimes overlap on some themes. So
go back to what the Gemara says when we finish the Torah every 3 years instead.
That's not what the Gemara says.
Isn't that? No,
that was Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Minhag Babel was yearly. So when did we get the Chiyuv? When did we get the mitzvah to build the Mishkan? So there's a fundamental machlokes between
the Rambam and the Ramban.
You got one right there. The Ramban and Rashi. Right? And it hangs on whether you think that the next parashiot are said in order or out of order. Right? The Ramban thinks that it's in order. That the instruction for the Mishkan predated Chet HaEgel and was in fact a standalone. It was a mitzvah regardless of the fact that there was regardless of the fact there was a Chet. Rashi, on the other hand, thinks that it was a response. That once we sinned in the Egel, so then we needed a Mishkan. So, again, we're just going to outline the basic theories. According to the Ramban, what is the purpose of the Mishkan, and why was it fundamental, regardless of whether or not there was a Chet, right? What is the purpose of the Mishkan?
Prove to Hashem his measure. I think it was your action, thought, and
it's to replicate Har Sinai. It's a very simple answer to it. It's to replicate Har Sinai, meaning yes, to be close to God. But for the Ramban, the Mishkan is a moving Har Sinai, and it is meant to continue the experience of Sinai even after we leave. And that's why it's here. That's why it's inevitable mitzvah. It doesn't depend on chait. And he tells you right here in his introduction, V'sod ha-mishkan hu shiyah kavod asher shachan al har-sinai shochen alav b'nistar. The secret of the Mishkan is that the presence of God that was on Har Sinai should continue. Kmo shenemar sham vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Uktiv hein arenu Hashem elokeinu et kvodo ve et godlo. Chein katuv Mishkan ukvod Hashem alein Mishkan. Just like by Har Sinai, the kavod, the glory of God was on Har Sinai, so the Mishkan is described as kvod Hashem alein Mishkan. That God's that same kavod fills the Mishkan. V'yizkir b'mishkan shnei banim v'chod Hashem milein Mishkan keneged kvodo ve et godlo. And there are many, many pieces of evidence for this. If you want some of the, right, the Ramban notes that some of the most intense proofs to this are where, when Hashem spoke on Har Sinai, where did his voice emanate from? From within what medium?
Cloud.
Right, clouds, right, that's what it is. And where does Hashem's voice, presence emanate in the Mishkan?
Clouds.
Wet cloud.
Cloud over the earth.
Thank you. That when the Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur, he brings the Ketoret, he burns the Ketoret, creates a cloud of smoke, and then God says, Ki be'anan erayel ha-kaporet. This is not me saying, oh, it looks like a cloud. No, God said, this is a cloud. It's on a cloud over the Aron, which has the Luchot from Har Sinai. In that same medium, that's where God speaks from. The Mishkan itself is built very similar to the way Har Sinai was set up, with three levels of separation from the Aron, just like you had at Har Sinai, where you had where the Bnei Yisrael were, and then where you had the Zakenim were, and then eventually where Moshe was, not really where Moshe was, right? Where you have the other, and then Moshe, you have these sort of three layers. And the Mefarshim, the Ramban here, the Midrashim, build this extensively, believes that that is the fundamental goal of the Mishkan, is to replicate Har Sinai and continue the Sinai experience, the presence of God, the imminence of God, even after Har Sinai. And the Ramban continues a little bit later, "V'amistakel yafeh b'ktuvim ha'nemarim b'matan Torah, u'mevin ma shekatavnu behem." When one looks carefully at the psukim by Matan Torah, "yavin sora mishkan u'bein ha'mikdash, v'yuchal litbonein bo mima she'amar shlomo v'chochmato b'tvilato b'bein ha'mikdash, Hashem Elokei Yisrael," etc. And he said, and then you'll understand Shlomo, who says, in his tefillah, when he built the Beit HaMikdash, Hashamayim u'shmei Hashamayim lo yichal kaluchar, the heavens can't contain you, but somehow this house contains you, whatever that means, but that's its intent. Rashi. What does Rashi think? So Rashi tells you it's not true, you wouldn't need this, but you need this added closeness to God post chait, because we've distanced God and now we need to do things to rebuild our relationship, to recreate imminence, to recreate intimacy between the Jews and God. And the way we do that is the Mishkan. What's the fundamental problem with Rashi?
The parshas of the Mishkan came before the Egel.
So he just says it's out of order, right? That is a big problem. You're right. Give me an even bigger problem. That's a big problem. Give me an even bigger problem. Yeah.
I guess Moshe told Harley they're going to do Karbanos in the desert before.
So that doesn't prove anything. They're Karbanos not in the Mishkan.
The fact that the Mishkan itself is in the Torah, which would mean that according to Rashi, the Torah would have changed.
Well, okay, that's a big problem too. But what do we know had to be simple evidence? What mitzvah do we know absolutely had to exist, regardless of the chait?
Korban Pesach.
Yes, but what does that have to do with Mishkan? What causes a problem? Think last week, not this week, but last week. Mishpatim. What mitzvah do we know exists? Mikdash. Remember Shalosh Regalim, coming to the Mikdash three times? That exists. Now, according to Ramban, the Mikdash is just the permanent version of the Mishkan.
Maybe Rashi would just say that the Mishkan and the Mikdash are different.
Good. So what you would have to say for Rashi to defend him is to say, and this is how Rabbi Leibtag puts it, is that some people think that the entire institution of Mishkan, Mikdash, all of that, Rashi says, is b'diavad. It must be that that's not the case. The way to defend Rashi is to say, I like Rabbi Leibtag's formulation, which is, no. The fact that we eventually needed a Mikdash, which maybe that's the recreation of Har Sinai, or some other way of understanding this imminence of God, the fact that we eventually needed that is clear. The notion that we couldn't wait a few weeks or months, because remember, they were supposed to go into Israel within a few weeks, and they could have built the Beit HaMikdash theoretically right away, that didn't happen because of later sins. The fact that we needed a bridge, that we couldn't survive spiritually without the Mishkan in those interim weeks and months until we got around to getting to Israel, which should have been only a few weeks, and conquering and building it. That, the fact we couldn't handle that, that's a response to chait. Right? So it's not the notion of having a portable Har Sinai or a continuation of Har Sinai that was only a response to chait. It's the notion that we could not go a day with, or whatever, we couldn't go a significant period of time in a state where we just maintained our own spirituality until we got to Mikdash. That, once we had Egel, and once our spiritual level was called into question, so you needed a bridge, and that bridge is Mishkan. And therefore he argues that perhaps Rashi fundamentally agrees with the Ramban on Mikdash. Right? On Mikdash, the question isn't about that whole institution, the question is about just the temporary bridge, which we call the Mishkan. Okay, but that's a little bit of an introduction. You've heard this last year, Zev. But we're starting five parshiot of Mishkan Mikdash. You need to do some introductory points, in my lawsuit. Okay.